7 Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to sort of zip on back to this whole release of the Taliban officials from Guantanamo in exchange for this soldier. The corporate media focuses on whether Obama acted legally, because the law requires Congress to be given 30 days notice before anybody is released from Guantanamo. And, of course, in this case, they were not. The real issue, of course, is this has turned out to be a huge public relations nightmare. Obama was going to go out there, and he was going to get our boy back to try and offset the VA scandal, and it's just melting. And he's still pushing that whole issue. Okay. Apparently, earlier today, over in Poland, where he's out there trying to go on interfering with everybody else's countries, he made this bizarre comment that the United States has a sacred rule that it does not leave any prisoners behind in warfare, regardless of the circumstances. Okay? Now, you try and tell that to all those POWs who were abandoned in Vietnam once the war was over. Because when the U.S. lost the war in Vietnam, the government of Vietnam said, we are owed war reparations for all the damage you've caused here. And we're going to keep these POWs until you pay the bill. Once you pay the bill, you can have your kids back. And the U.S. government sat there and said, we're going to save the money, and we're going to let them keep the POWs, and we're going to tell everybody that they're just imagining it in their head when they're concerned that they can't seem to find where their guys went. That's where that whole Vietnam POW MIA issue came from. The U.S. government abandoned all of those American troops in Vietnam so they wouldn't have to sign a check for the war reparations. So don't give me this sacred rule crap, Barry, because this nation does not walk its talk. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we are all of a sudden seeing all of this media attention from the corporate media about the coming cyber attacks. Getting a lot of email about this. We know that going back since before Christmas, there have been all of these amazing newsworthy hacks of computer databases, credit card information. They read my wife's information off of the radio chip in one of her credit cards, which is no longer in existence, I might add. And the NSA, which supposedly monitors all computer communications all around the planet, has yet to find even one of these malefactors. And goodness knows they could use some positive press right about now. Now, I saw this very bizarre story. This is over in AsiaNikkei.com, and apparently former U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is already out there running around saying there's going to be a new Pearl Harbor, a cyber Pearl Harbor, and it's going to come from China. And they're talking about how so many of these systems that are on, like, the space station are wide open to hacking because they didn't have to, they didn't think they were going to have to worry about security there. But they're already out there planting the blame. There's a big cyber attack coming, and it's all going to be China's fault. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, and this is apparently originating with Sky News because I got several emails about it. We have 2 weeks to prepare for a cyber attack on your, on the bank accounts. This is coming from the British government, reported by Sky News. Now, I wrote an article a while back, and I reprised it to the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com, and it was called Virtual 9/11. Will the U.S. and Israel hack the U.S. banking system computers and falsely blame it on Iran or Syria or Russia or China? And it basically goes through the fact that right now, absent some kind of a major socially traumatizing event, this government really has lost the trust of the American people. They need a new false flag. Something that impacts everybody directly, comes into your home. And certainly the NSA is already positioned to carry out such a false flag because they've already backdoored everything you got. Your routers, your tablets, your smartphones, your computers. And of course, if there's a cyber attack, then the government can say, we must take complete control of the internet for the good of the children, or whatever else it is they're going to say. And it almost seems with all this news coverage about cyber attacks and it's going to be China's fault and all of the ongoing cyber crime that nobody seems able to do anything about, it suggests to me that they're considering a new 9/11 carried out in cyberspace, on the computer network. For one thing, to silence all the blogs out there who might be asking embarrassing questions about, why would China do something that stupid? Why would anybody do something like attack the United States of America knowing a swift, crushing military response is going to be the result? And the answer is they're not going to do that. Meanwhile, Attorney General Eric Holder has announced a new task force to deal with homegrown terrorists. Came out there, said they're forming this new we've got to deal with the homegrown terrorists. And he basically came out saying that domestic terrorists, ordinary people like you and me, who don't like the government, were responsible for more than 24 incidents in the United States since 9/11. Now, I thought the NSA was supposed to prevent that from happening. So what Eric Holder is saying is that in point of fact, the NSA can't stop the terrorists. And neither, apparently, can the TSA. Now, where they get these numbers, because they've been asked to document what they're calling an act of terror, and they always back off on it, the government has gotten into the habit of adding a terrorism charge onto ordinary crimes. There was an incident, it was on the news media just yesterday, where this guy comes out of a house, and he sees a neighbor helping the first guy's daughter learn to ride a bike with training wheels. And he freaks out, thinks it's a pedophile because that's been on all the news, and he goes and gets a gun to warn the neighbor away from his daughter. Bit of an overreaction. I wonder if he's on SSRIs. The guy who waved the gun at the neighbor was arrested for an ADW, assault with a deadly weapon, and they added to it terroristic threatening. So now he's a terrorist. And, of course, he didn't actually commit or threaten an act of terror. He was overreacting to the neighbor, helping his little girl ride the bicycle. But that's where they're getting the terrorism numbers. They're redefining what terror is in order to come up with numbers to say there are terrorists amongst you. All right, we've had a caller waiting on the line for a little bit. I'm going to get to him. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and thank you very much for taking my call. And isn't it amazing all these different agencies that are paid good money to stop all of this different types of cybercrime and all this other stuff seem to fail when it comes down, push comes to shove, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, we've been pointing that out for a long time. The whole point of my NSA code challenges was to document and prove that the NSA is really impotent in the face of real criminals and real terrorists. And all of these billions and trillions of dollars have been spent for the NSA to keep watch on us to make sure that we're not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts.
Well, that's not the real reason I called. I wanted to say that I had heard another RBN host talk about he was stationed in Afghanistan the day that this so-called guy walked off the base unarmed in the middle of the night and got himself captured by the Taliban and was gone for 5 years, and now all of a sudden he comes back out into the news, and it's a big trade-off and everything else like that. But he said he happened to be stationed over there, and he says, this was a crazy thing that would happen. What's going on? There's more to it than what meets the eye. What do you think?
Well, one of the allegations against this gentleman is that he was actually an active collaborator, that he went over to the other side, and that he may not have actually been a POW or captured at all. That he simply switched sides. The issue, though, for me is that apparently Barack Obama wanted a big heroic return of our lone POW from Afghanistan to prove that we stand by the troops, we have the sacred rule, blah, 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 to offset this growing VA scandal. And as a matter of fact, we just posted another story to whatreallyhappened.com where an accountant at one of these veterans' charities, a bookkeeper, got busted embezzling $800,000. You know, when you see this charity on TV saying, send us money, we'll take care of the veterans. Well, turns out they weren't really doing that. We have to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call, Jerry, and we'll be right back.
Earth. earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I was just taking a peek over at the blog spot for the Bundy Ranch out in Nevada. Remember that whole thing? The government was going to get tough, and they had the tanks and everything out there. And well, the Bundys are still on their land. And apparently a documentary is being made about this whole situation called The Last Rancher, where they're basically talking about how all these Western ranchers have been driven out of business by these arbitrary rule changes by the Bureau of Land Management so that their land can be sold to corporate interests or pledged as collateral on the out-of-control government debt here. Now, one of the many groups that is looking into 9/11 is called the 9/11 Consensus Panel. I don't like the word consensus, but that's their name here. They have just released a new report that was peer-reviewed and written by physicists, chemists, engineers, commercial pilots, and lawyers, and basically includes three new studies that confirm the controlled demolition of World Trade Center 7. These studies specifically address portions of the 9/11 report issued by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which was trying to tell us all that fire, for the first time in history, caused the sudden and complete collapse of a large fire-protected steel-framed building. Now remember, building number 7 was designed to house federal government offices. And those federal office buildings are built to much more rigid standards than ordinary buildings. And what this group found is that in the report issued by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, there were some outright fabrications. Now, NIST's report was that the fire caused one beam to dislodge off its foundation, and that's what triggered the entire building to come on down. That's their conclusion. What this 9/11 consensus group found, they were able to obtain the original blueprints, construction blueprints, for building number 7, and discovered that NIST left out structural elements in the building that would have prevented that from happening. In other words, they came up with their own drawing about, oh, see how flimsy this is, and that's why it came down. One more time, they lied to you. They're lying to you. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And I will not live, obey, or pay the bills of, or send anybody to die in wars for a government that lies to us. I will have a truthful government, or I will have no government at all. And that is an attitude I think all Americans ought to have right now. Now then. Alrighty, speaking of 9/11, a little bit of bad news. Right after 9/11, American Airlines suffered a huge drop in business. People got very, very nervous about flying, and many of the American Airlines workers agreed to a 35% pay cut to help American Airlines get through the hard times. In exchange, these workers who took these 35% pay cuts were promised better health care coverage, better retirement benefits, flying benefits, and it turns out they have not received any of those at all. Management at American Airlines is, thank you for taking the pay cut, but, you know, times are tough, and, you know, we're not going to be able to give you all the things that we said we were going to give you for taking those pay cuts here. We're going to take a phone call here. David in Boston, aloha. David, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, aloha, Michael.
Yes.
Michael, you remember yesterday I called you when I mentioned about Hillary, back in about 3 years ago, and complaining about the, how the globalists were losing the information war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I put forth the idea that, you know, that Snowden could very easily, very well be a tool.
Yeah, we did talk about that, yes.
Yeah, so what I was going to say is, what I find is Snowden revelations has had a chilling effect up here in Boston.
Okay,
just
David,
normal...
David, you said all this. David, come on. All right. We already covered this yesterday, and if there was some great plot to let us all know that the U.S. government was violating the Constitution to spy on us all, to get us to shut up, it has not worked. And certainly among the people that I am talking to, they are angry. They are outraged. It's gone back completely the other direction here. Alrighty, anyway. Now, over in Spain, as you're probably aware, Spain's King Carlos has announced his abdication. He's tired of dealing with Catalonia and the Basque and the hard economy and everything, and he's going to quit and turn control over to his son, Prince Philip. Maybe the announcement of the abdication has triggered massive protests all across Spain against having a monarchy at all. And they're bringing their guillotines along. And the slogan is neither king nor master. And they're demanding a referendum to form a completely new democratic government of Spain. That's going to really annoy the globalists. Meanwhile, over in Thailand, even as the military continues to use violence to try and quell the protests down against their king, protesters in Thailand are apparently big fans of the movie Hunger Games, and they've adopted that three-finger salute that was one of the symbols of the resistance among the people in those movies. It's also the Boy Scout sign. I don't know how they got that in there. But apparently that is now becoming a sign of recognition and defiance all across Thailand. Now, there's an interesting story over at The Guardian. Who's in control, nation states or global corporations? And it's an article that's worth reading because it goes into extreme detail in showing how these large financial corporations are openly and blatantly using their influence and wealth to reshape governments around the world to their own benefit. And they're talking about why Brazil is now suddenly on the special high interest targets list, because their new incoming president is talking about just telling the IMF to get out of Brazil, and their debt is illegitimate. And it is, because the IMF, like every other private central bank, is a system that is intentionally designed to produce more debt than money with which to pay that debt, to enslave the nation and its people into hopelessly unpayable debt, and over time to transfer the real assets of the nation and the people into the pockets of the bankers. And all they've paid for all of this wealth is the cost of ink and paper. And more nations, more and more government, more and more people are beginning to realize what an incredible scam it is. It's rule by compound interest. And it's no more legitimate a form of government than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former systems, it works only so long as ordinary people are brainwashed into believing that this is the way the world is supposed to be. And other ways of running banking and an economy and a better life for the people are hidden from them. Remember back in 1913 when the Federal Reserve Act was passed, all of the public schools in America stopped talking about the Currency Act as being the cause of the American Revolution. And they switched over to say, oh, it's about tea in Boston Harbor, and it's about the Stamp Act and all this other stuff. And they stopped talking about the Currency Act. Even though if you go and you read the writings of Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and other founding fathers, it was that Currency Act that led to the American Revolution. And now we're back in exactly the same predatory private central banking system. We'll be right back.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. freedomsurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Before we get back to more of the financial news here, this is getting interesting. Secretary of State John Kerry is already out there saying the Syrian elections are a farce, and it's being picked up by NPR, Associated Press, ABC, all the Western media. Oh, it's a farce, a joke. It's completely illegitimate. You know, well, Assad may have just yanked the rug out of them, because now that he has secured his reelection, he is now offering to form a coalition government with all of the opposition groups in Syria. Brilliant move. After 3 years, I'm sure these, except for the hired mercenaries who don't get a paycheck as long as Assad is still in office, but all of the other opposition people, Assad said, look, come on in. Let's set up and make this thing happen together. That may be the end of the Syrian civil war. It's going to leave the U.S. dangling with a major whoopsie in their foreign policy. Apparently, more deaths are now linked to GM cars with those faulty switches. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I'm going to go back to this other stuff here. Now, back to the economy. Over at ZeroHedge.com, Steen Jacobson is saying that we should see as large as a 30% stock market correction sometime before the end of the year, in the next 6 months. And basically, Steen is out there saying that all of these policies adopted by the U.S. federal government and the Federal Reserve to pour in trillions of instantly created money all over Wall Street in the hope that some of it would trickle down to ordinary people obviously didn't work. Which is what I was saying, it was not going to work back in 2008. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being trickled on all the time by the money junkies. Now, Steen's article stopped short of pointing out the reason this nation is crippled by debt is we are enslaved to a banking system that by design creates more debt than money to pay that debt. We call it the 11th marble concept. And I was informed that one of the big Wall Street financial firms hired some expensive professor of economics to explain why this was complete nonsense, this 11th marble idea. And apparently he couldn't really tear it apart. It's a very simple, clear concept here. Now, what happened when the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008 collapsed is the U.S. government started taking trillions of dollars from the American people to give to the banks so the banks could loan it back to the American people at interest. Swell deal for the banks. Not so good for you and I. Now, if they had gone to all these Wall Street firms that were behind this fraud and taken trillions of dollars from them and returned it to the people, nobody would have missed a mortgage payment. There wouldn't have been a housing crash. Nobody would have missed a credit card payment. There wouldn't have been a credit crunch. People would have gone out and bought brand new American-made cars, probably not GM. Wouldn't have had to bail out the automotive industry. People would be going down to the shopping malls and buying all kinds of hopefully made-in-America products. There wouldn't be a retail crisis. Everything, without exception, that the U.S. government did in response to the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008 was absolutely the wrong thing to do, and it made the problem worse, not better. It certainly made the one percenters much richer and happier, but you can't run a country by catering to only the ultra-rich. That's fascism. Now, we understand money junkies are always going to behave like money junkies. And we understand that they're always going to be greedy and do whatever they can to get money. The function of government is to stand as an intermediary between the greed of the corporations and the general good of the nation and balance the two. And the federal government abandoned that role. They're firmly in the court with the money junkies because they're all money junkies themselves. With precious few exceptions. Now, in another blow to the U.S. dollar hegemony over the world, apparently an RMB yuan clearing bank will be officially open in London this month. And that means that British subjects and the Chinese financial system are now going to be doing their currency exchanges directly without having to go through the U.S. dollar. So even Great Britain is saying we've had enough with this dollar stuff here. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, and I want to go into it in a little more depth, when a government issues a bond issue for some kind of construction, we need to build a new bridge. It's going to cost $25 billion. And that's what the voters think. All right, $25 billion. These numbers never include interest on that debt and the banker's fees. And this interest and the fees can more than double the original cost of the bond issue. In other words, and we see this in the housing market as well, the bankers make more money off of typing a number into a computer than the people who actually build the physical house make. Seems like there's something seriously wrong with that system, that if you actually make something, you build a home or you build a bridge or you dig a tunnel, that you are making less money for that than the bankers did by simply printing up the cash and saying, here's your permission slip to go ahead and make this happen. There's something out of kilter there. I understand that regular banking, general banking, is necessary and important function in society. But this idea of forcing everybody to conduct everything on a debt basis makes the bankers our lords and nobility, which is why they're treated so gently by the court system here. Meanwhile, we're getting this very bizarre report. This is coming out of labornotes.org. Social Security is talking about closing all of their field offices. And that if you have to deal with Social Security, you will go through their web interface. I hope it's not written by the same people who did healthcare.gov. And they're going to lay off 30,000 field office employees. Now, what I suspect may be going on is Social Security is now broke. Starting in the Clinton administration, the cash surplus that was built up for the baby boomer retirements was borrowed and replaced with treasury bonds, which the U.S. government cannot redeem. The U.S. government is already in a state of default on treasury bonds. And they chose Social Security's trust fund as where to default because the American people can't do anything about it. We can't lower the government's credit rating. We can't say your rating is now Z minus. And I think they're closing the field offices because when the Social Security checks stop, that's where going a lot of very angry Americans are going to start gathering. And they don't want to be providing easy targets for the zombies, which is the military code name for really angry American. Now, up in Illinois, their legislature actually seriously considered allocating $100 million of Illinois tax dollars for the Obama Presidential Library. And what made this really amazing is the president hasn't actually decided where his library will be. I think it should be down on Guam, but that's a personal thing here. Now, the bill did not pass, but it's a reminder that these state governments are pandering to Washington, D.C. because they want to get there. And they see their position in the state government is, you know, just on-the-job training for the big promotion. And that's why very often they're going to side with the federal government, even against the citizens of their own states. Everyone's been talking about illegal immigration and how bad it is to use illegal immigrants. And it turns out the U.S. government is using more illegal immigrants than anybody else. When they grab these illegal immigrants and they put them in detention centers and they're using them as cheap labor. Sometimes they get a dollar a day. Sometimes they don't even get that. And they're supposed to be allowed to work only to benefit the detention centers, but apparently now they've set up these operations to prepackage meals for prisoners at other jails. So the government's attitude is it's illegal to use illegal immigrants for cheap labor, but it's okay for us to do it. And meanwhile, of course, American businesses that were set up to support the prison industrial complex are now driven out of business. Now, here's an interesting little story. For the longest time, Microsoft was dissing the idea of open source software. But the times they are a-changing, and they seem to be sort of turning around and embracing this idea that maybe open source is going to produce better products at lower cost to the people. They want in on it, but they're softening their attitude against open source. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at the FCC, they are accepting public comments regarding the end of net neutrality, which has a lot of people very, very upset. And apparently, John Oliver over at the Comedy Channel, he's got his own show now called Last Week Tonight, and he made this very humorous, impassioned plea for Americans to do something about the FCC's pending net neutrality rules. And apparently in response to that, plus online activism, the FCC's commenting system appears to be completely overwhelmed and inaccessible. You can still email them, but there's a huge public outcry. And the FCC is standing there with their fingers in their ears and saying, no, we're not getting any comments in support of net neutrality. Really, we're not doing that. You know, anyway. Now, if you are using WordPress, you need to be aware of a plugin called the All-in-One SEO Pack. Apparently, it contains multiple serious vulnerabilities that open up WordPress websites to all kinds of mischief. Supposedly, there is now an update to this All-in-One plugin, version 2.1.6, that closes these vulnerabilities. Meanwhile, over at the NSA, not content with our phone calls and our emails and all the rest of that, apparently they are now collecting millions of faces from web images to build a giant facial recognition database. They're going to go out and find all the pictures that are confirmed to be of Michael Rivero and put it in the computer so that as I walk down the street and I'm not wearing my little cap with the IR LEDs on the front to block out the camera image, that the computer will say, yes, there goes Michael Rivero. He's walking down and, oh my goodness, he's going into the donut store. We must tell his wife. Now, first of all, I'm aware there are some pictures out there of people that are labeled as being me, and they're not me. Second of all, to date, facial recognition technology has not been very effective. They tried one of these systems down at an airport in Miami a few years ago, and it got thousands, literally thousands of false positives. The system would say, this is a known terror suspect, and they'd yank these people out, keep them off the airplane. Turned out they were completely innocent. They didn't actually catch a single guilty person. It's as big a failure as the TSA, which for more than 10 years now has been groping our crotches, giving us their sexually transmitted diseases, molesting our children, humiliating our wives, stealing our iPads and everything on else, and have yet to actually find a single real terrorist. Now, there's a story that came out at RIMF.com on the top five claims that defenders of the NSA have to stop making to remain credible. And it's basically going down all the claims that the NSA has made and continues to make, even though they have all been completely discredited. Remember when they were out there saying the NSA stopped 54 terrorist attacks? Really? Can you name the notes? National security. Just take our word for it. No. Those days are gone. When the American people would just take the word of the government or the corporate media, those days are gone. And the sooner you understand that, the better off we're all going to be. The word of the United States federal government is absolutely worthless. It's zero, only because negative numbers are not allowed. Now, apparently, following a ruling by the European Court of Justice that people have a right to be forgotten by Google, thousands of people are availing themselves of that system to erase Google search results that they don't like. Things that they did that were embarrassing, past criminality, can all be erased. We don't have that here in the United States, but they do have it now in Europe. It's the beginning of a trend. And I would absolutely agree. Anybody that's collecting information on you, you should have a mechanism to erase information. It's your information. It's your life. It's your pictures. It's your words. And yes, you made the choice to put it out there on the internet, but along with that is the right to eventually take it back, because we all change as we age. Our opinions change. 20 years ago when I was first starting on all this blogging, I wrote a lot of things that I don't exactly agree with any longer. One particular embarrassing thing is I kept making the statement that I'm sure it's just a few bad individuals in government and the rest of the government are all a bunch of swell people who will eventually stand up and fix things. That turned out to be one of the biggest goofs I've ever made, and I'd like to be able to erase that. But I think it should be there. I think people should be able to remove themselves from web search engines and say, I don't want people following me or finding me any longer, in particular, people I don't like. Story out of Investment Watch blog, apparently the U.S. government is spending huge amounts of your tax dollars to buy Google search terms in order to link White House propaganda to them. They're trying to regain the high ground online. I don't think it's going to work. We're going to grab a phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to get back to the economy with the BRICS nations. You know, at the time, they got to change the name from BRICS to, like, we're alienating all these countries.
There's 80 nations now, you know.
Yeah, it's like they're going to have to change the name. If Putin was smart, he should go to Spain. You know, all these countries like Greece that are in trouble and make some deals with them, or China, you know, because now's the time to really do that, you know.
That's the reason why the U.S. is pushing the Russian threat, They're trying to revive the Cold War so that automatically Russia is now excluded from the economic trade taking place in all the West's captive nations.
The problem is everything's moving east now, so that's like a mute point. It's like laughable. These people are still living in the 50s. Did you see the Shanghai Free Trade Zone and also the gold exchange? There was a video on CNBC with the gold exchange. They showed inside the vaults. It's like state of the art.
Well, I think part of where this gold that was in Fort Knox and was under the New York Federal Reserve, I think a lot of it may have been sent to China so that China would continue to buy U.S. treasuries. Probably China said, we want to hold the collateral ourselves. And that's probably where a lot of Germany's gold got sent to. They're obviously playing fast and loose with all of this gold. And I think what's going on is the attitude in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. is, I just got to find some way to keep this going forward until I am out of office or I'm retired and it's somebody else's problem to deal with the resulting crash. And I think that idea of, I know it's all a fraud, I just need to kick it down the road till somebody else gets the blame for it, is the reason we've had this 100-year economic decline in this country.
Oh, yeah, the U.S. dollar is finished. I mean, it's pretty much on the wall. It's going to take some time, you know, to move away from it, but it's finished because no country, you can tell no country is going to trust the U.S. dollar anymore. That's why it's depreciated. And also, you mentioned the yuan swap facilities. They're popping up all over the place. I mean,
yes, they are. They are.
Writing's
on
the wall.
That's why Leon Panetta is out there saying there's going to be a cyber attack and China's going to do it. They're desperate to try and solve their problems with another. Well, we're already in World War III, but they really want to crank it up into afterburner overdrive because
nobody's
they think
gonna
that's going to save them again.
Nobody's going to believe it, though, because you know what? After it all said and done, they set up all these NSA and the militaries all over the world. What kind of excuse are they going to have when something gets past them again? You know, you had 9/11 get past them, supposedly, and then if something happens again, they'll lose all credibility.
Well, I mean, the whole Boston bombing, even if you accept the official U.S. government story of the Boston bombing, it means that all this NSA spying and TSA and surveillance and all the rest of it didn't work. Absolutely did not work.
Now, the Russians told us about the two brothers, right? Didn't one brother go into Dagestan and the
Yeah, I think these Tsarnaev brothers, we now know they'd been approached by the FBI months before all this happened. I think they were working for the U.S. government as informants, just like we're now finding out Lee Harvey Oswald was working for the FBI as an informant. And they just got set up and used because they needed a couple of patsies for this terror bombing. Okay? Dustin, sorry to cut you off. We're at the top of the hour break, and I got to let you go. We'll be back after these few words.